Reformed Church.
The Lord has said things even about this church before about, I don't want to put words in the Lord's mouth and kind of fill in gaps here, but basically likening, I'll just say, likening the church to like a pharmacy. And when people have a specific need, that there's a specific knowledge for specific needs, and when you get that knowledge, it will cure whatever that need is. And it's really important that you see the Lord that way, because the Bible says in Philemon 1:6, it says that the communication of your faith, which, again, regardless of what that means, whether people sometimes think that's talking about sharing your faith with someone else, I believe it's actually talking about love there. But regardless of that, let's just call that love. And he says the communication of your faith says that it would be made effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. And when it says every good thing, that means there are different good things that are in you. Furthermore, Peter says that we would be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Again, meaning that the grace of God in you has different folds, different facets to it, different usages, different things it can be used for. So it's important that you see what Jesus provided, not just like the power of God. Because the Bible does not say that it's going to be made effectual in your life when you just acknowledge just this lump power of God. It says when you acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus, meaning that you need to see the application in your life to what Jesus provided. You need to be able to look at something and say, I know Jesus provided X for this particular need. I know what Jesus provided for this area. And it's important that we know what Jesus provided for something, because it's only in the acknowledging of every good thing. Again, that doesn't mean that you need to know every single thing to be able to manifest something to an area of your life. But it does mean you need to acknowledge that there are different folds, different facets, different things, different, it's like medicine. There are different, even a doctor today will have different medicines for different things, right? You don't just prescribe one thing for everybody for one thing. Thank God through Jesus, you know, as we grow in our knowledge, we need to use physical medication less and less. That's, you know, praise God for that. But I'm just using it as an example that, that you don't prescribe one thing for every problem. And likewise, the Lord does not prescribe one knowledge for every single problem. Granted, it's all the knowledge of Jesus, but it's a particular knowledge. It's important that you understand what the Lord is showing you right now and what he's speaking to you right now. It's great to listen to messages. It's great to do that, but you need to be in tune with the Lord yourself. You can't. A message is not a substitute for your knowledge of the Lord. If all you ever do is listen to messages, you're not growing properly. It's like being malnourished. Like, you're not getting it straight from the Lord. You're always getting it from somebody else. And that's, the Lord wants to speak to you. And as the Lord speaks to you, and again, he can speak to you through a message, of course, as well. But when the Lord speaks something to you, regardless of where it comes from, even if you're just reading the Bible at the time, and he shows you something, he wants to show you a specific application to your need. And when you connect the need you see with the provision you know Jesus provided, you connect that in your mind, now you see that need has been filled, you'll see manifestation there. It may take time, it may not be instantaneous, although God wants it to be instantaneous, but regardless of how long it takes, if it's instant or if it takes a little bit of time, I want to encourage you with these very few words here, very simple little phrase, but it's important that you understand this, that this really works. It works. Every single time it works. This is not like a doctor's medication. If you see what Jesus did and you connect that knowledge to your circumstance and start seeing that circumstance in light of that particular facet of what Jesus did, that particular fold of the grace of God, you will receive if you don't faint, if you don't lose heart, through patient continuance in doing good, in believing these things. You will see this, and it works every single time. Honestly, people, the most unfortunate thing with people is not someone that's never heard the gospel before, but someone that has heard the gospel and really doesn't think it's that simple. That really is the most, it's like the worst case scenario, where someone actually has found the thing that could help their problem and they don't see it as a real medication or a real cure for their problem. That is just the term, like, pitiable, if that's even a word, comes to mind, but that's a sorry situation to be in, where you say, you know what, someone tells you the gospel, but you don't see it as the drug that you need for that area. And it really, the gospel is that. It's exactly what it is. So you just, again, God wants to connect you with a particular kind of knowledge, whatever it is. And this is why we encourage you. Pastor Jose just said something similar. I said this on Sunday, I think. But recently, I had just said, if you want to see what Jesus did for that particular area, come up afterwards and we'll tell you what he did for that area, and we'll even connect you with resources online with a Reform U class or whatever it is to be able to connect you with the knowledge that you need for that area. Again, it's like prescribing a drug. And you can say, if you listen to these things and you meditate on these things, you're going to start seeing change in your life. It doesn't mean that the things online, for instance, on our website, is the extent of what you need to know or anything like that. That's not what we're claiming. But I am claiming, though, that you can make confident claims about the Word of God and say, listen, if you meditate on these things, you're going to see change in this area. It's just a matter of fact. It works every single time. And you say, well, I've been believing these things for years, hasn't worked in this area, but it's because you don't know what you need to know for that area. If you ask the Lord to show you what you need to know for a particular area, and really just get your eyes on Jesus and just forget about the manifestation of that thing and just get your eyes on Jesus and say, Lord, you just show me whatever I need, and I trust, and you know, Lord, this works. You're not just going through the motions of going to church. You're not just going through the motions of reading your Bible. You say, Lord, you're going to show me something for this area. We're going to see awesome miracles here. This is going to be awesome. This is an opinion. I'm going to give you an opinion right now. Probably in the future, I'll be able to say this and not say it's an opinion. That's the way I see it going. But I suspect that if you do not have a hope in your heart, an expectation for that particular area, if you're not excited about that area, the future of that particular area of your life, then you don't really believe the Lord in that area. I suspect that hope comes from faith. And again, the way I see that going, I'll probably be able to say that without saying it's an opinion so far, but I suspect that if you look at a particular area of your life and you're not excited to see what the Lord's going to do in that area, it's because you don't really believe what Jesus provided for that area. That is something that, again, I'll just submit that to you for right now. The things that Jesus provided have great relevance. You know, even sometimes you're talking to your kids, you're talking to teens, and sometimes people get this kind of, I don't know, old fogey kind of, if that's the right term, mentality where they feel like they're not relatable to their kids or other kids, or if you're ministering to teens, that you need to know what they're watching and you need to be on TikTok or you need to be doing something they're doing to be relevant or something. And, you know, the Word of God can't be more relevant. Just teaching the Word of God. If what you're teaching is not relevant to teens, you're just not teaching the gospel correctly then. The gospel, Jesus did something for every single area, and if you would just find out what he did for that area, I'm telling you what, just continue in it, though. Don't lose heart and don't in not seeing change in the area immediately, think that it's not working. Again, when you know that this really does work every single time, I mean, let me give you an example, a parallel. If a doctor gave you a medication, and again, this is not true, right? The doctor can't do this, but I'm saying, if it were so, that a doctor could give you a medication and say, for this particular area of your life, take this. It's going to take, let's say he said it's going to take 6 months, but this works every time. I've never seen a case where this has not worked. You would have quite a hope in your heart. And again, I'm talking about just carnal, this is just an analogy, right? You shouldn't really do this with a doctor. But you'd have quite a hope in your heart. Like, man, this works every time. You've never seen a case. He's worked with thousands of patients and never seen a case where someone didn't recover in this area completely. You just take this. Would you be discouraged if after a month you didn't see any change? No, because you just know it works, right? And all you need to know, and that's in confidence. People would put that kind of confidence in a man, which you never should. Never should put that kind of confidence in a man. But people would put that kind of confidence in a man. And you know what? Well, it's after a month, and you know what? He said it would take time. Let's say, let's maybe just say he said it's going to take a bit of time. You would still have that confidence. You would just know, you know what, it's going to take time, but this always works. And if you would see the Word of God that way, and when I say the Word of God, you know, you do have to classify that. You do have to clarify that a little bit because, man, what a lot of people are calling the Word of God is not going to produce fruit in your life. They're teaching you different things about what you need to do to get this area of your life straight and all this stuff. And I'm talking about seeing a particular thing that Jesus did provided for you at the cross, seeing that particular facet of the grace of God. That's the Word of God I'm talking about. But if you find that out and say, Lord, I'm just going to, and you know what? A lot of us know what Jesus provided for this particular area in our life already. We know that. We may be able to know more specifically, but you already know. You may have a general knowledge already of what the Lord did for this particular area. And if you would continue in that knowledge, and if you would just have the Lord show you more, just have the confidence that it always works, and just be excited that you're going to see miracles in that area because you're pressing forward in the knowledge of Jesus. Now, if you don't get to know Jesus, nothing's going to happen, obviously. If people are not willing to change their mind, then you're not willing to change your life. That's just how it goes, right? It's mind change that transforms you, according to Romans 12:2. So if you're not willing to change your mind, you're kind of stuck in a rut. I'm not saying that it applies to people here. I'm just saying, though, that this is the truth, that if you're stuck in a rut and you're not willing to change your mind, well, then your life is stuck in a rut. But if you're willing to change your mind, I'm telling you the Word of God, again, clarifying what Jesus did for that particular area, that message works every single time. You just got to start seeing your situation in light of what Jesus did for that area. So important. So again, it really is a pharmacy. That's what the gospel is, and you can just prescribe and say, you know, and when you're talking to people, you can give people some verses, give people some teaching, give people some advice and say, hey, listen, if you meditate on these things, you know, check back with me in a month, and you meditate on these things, though, we'll check your progress, but And I know that may sound a little silly the way I'm saying it, but I'm telling you that you realistically can do this. This is actually how it works. I'll check back with you, and we're going to see how you're progressing. Listen, I have talked to people, many people before, that have had a particular mind frame, been going through a problem, been going through depression, been going through whatever, and you just, like, keep talking to them over a period of time, and they just change right before your eyes. It's just, was that like a slogan or something for... like sea monkeys or something like that, something right before your eyes, or I've changed right, something like that. Oh, see, he's shaking it, so I guess I probably got it right. Brother Trevor's going like this, no. So it's not going to look like that when it changes, but it'll change right before your eyes, trust me. And that's one-on-one counseling, which you don't always have time to do, but if you just tell someone, hey, listen to these messages, we've got a suggestions page online. Someone's going through a problem, go on the suggestions page. That's why we have it there, is to prescribe a drug for that particular area. You say, okay, go online, you'll find this, click these classes, watch those classes, I'm going to check up with you, because you may not have time, very understandably, to not be able to counsel someone every single day of their life to bring them through. It's not even right that someone would ever rely on you for that. But you say, you listen to these messages, I'm going to check back with you in a week. And I'm going to see how you're doing, and I'm going to make sure you're. And that's if the Lord has even called you to be an accountability partner for someone like that. But you say, listen to these things. And you know what? Sometimes, let me just tell you this. I feel like this is a word of knowledge, too. Sometimes you got to be forceful with people. You know better than some people do. Okay? So I just feel like it's a word of knowledge from the Lord. You're the one that knows better. If you're ministering to someone, they may not know better. Sometimes you got to be forceful with people and say, you know what? Listen, no more of this stuff. We're going to get this better. And if you're with me on this, all I need is your consent. If you're with me on this, let's make this thing better in your life. Are you with me on that? And they have to submit to you on that, okay? They do have to submit, but you have to be forceful sometimes. You know better, and sometimes they don't know better. It's like your kids. Can you imagine if your kid just didn't want to eat, just want to stop eating? And they throw a temper tantrum and all this stuff, and you say, listen, you know, whatever, mom made this food, we're going to eat this food. Oh, no, they don't want to eat. At some point, you say, you know what? This is like, no, you just, it's not like you just stop eating. You know how important it is for them to eat. So you say, no, listen, where you get forceful with a kid and you say, no, you're going to eat this. And listen, I'm saying this because I love you. You can tell them why you're saying this. I remember Pastor Jose saying that sometimes after being reprimanded. And as a kid, you don't want to hear that when you're being reprimanded. Oh, I'm doing this because I love you. You're like, oh, whatever. You know, and you kind of push it away. And people may do the same with you. But you have to be forceful with people sometimes because you love them. If you don't love your kid, you'll let them do whatever they want. You won't put any guardrails. You'll just let them drive right off a cliff without any guardrails or boundaries, right? If you love people, you put the guardrails there so that they don't fall off a cliff. And with people that are going through stuff, you have to be forceful with them and say, listen, I want to see this better in your life. And if you'll come with me on this journey, I'll go with you. I'm not going to do it for you, though, because you can't make decisions for someone else. Get forceful with someone. No more nonsense. I'm telling you what, if you're willing to do this with me, I'll do it with you. We're going to listen to these classes together. We're going to go through these things. I'm going to check back with you in a week, and we're going to see your progress, and we're going to get out of this hole now, not tomorrow, now. The Bible says that today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart against it. Not tomorrow. It's not like, well, I'll hear the Lord's voice tomorrow. No, no, no. When it comes to salvation, today is the day of salvation. When it comes to just hearing the word of God in general, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart against it. If you got somebody's ear, no, we're doing it now. I don't remember the story exactly. This was years ago. I heard someone tell a story that somebody was, again, I'm probably getting the details wrong, but there was a minister that went to somebody's house, and I believe they wanted to pray for them over something. I don't know if it was sickness or what it was, and they wanted to pray for them. And this minister tried to get their attention, and they kind of like didn't really want it. And again, I'm certainly getting the details wrong, but the minister just kind of, they didn't really want what he had to give and just kind of left, and that was kind of it. And the Lord spoke to this minister as he was leaving and basically asked him, like, hey, who's the professional here? And he took that to mean, like, man, I'm the professional. I get paid for this. Like, I'm a minister. Like, what, I'm the professional. Like, why am I taking someone else's advice because they said, no, I don't need it or whatever? I'm the one that knows better. They don't know any better. So he turned around and went back and ministered to them and saw them, whatever it was, healed or whatever the problem was, rectified. You're the professional. You're the minister here. So I'm not saying you have as much authority over someone else as a parent has over their child, but there's a parallel, though, to some extent. You don't have authority over someone else that you have over your kid to just say, well, you know, what they're going to do, and they're just going to do it. But I'm telling you what, you need to dig your heel in a little bit and say, you know, I'm standing my ground on this, and I'm not just going to watch you be in this situation. We're gonna get out of this hole. Now we're getting out of this hole. And if you're not forceful enough, it's because you don't love them enough, honestly. And I'm not saying that applies to every single person, every single situation. There's a time to someone's not receiving and you back off, but there's a time to be forceful and say, you know what? No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. And so I feel like the Lord wanted to share that because, again, you got the cure. If someone's dying and you got the cure and they say, no, I don't need it, what do you do? Oh, okay. No, you say, you know what? Prop your head up. I'm putting this in your mouth. If you open your mouth, I'm going to put this in your mouth for you. Now, they need to open their mouth, but you know what I'm saying? There's a difference between saying, no, I don't want it. Oh, okay, sure. Versus saying, no, I don't want it. No, prop your head up. We're doing this. You need this. And then, oh, okay. No groaning. Prop your head up. I'm putting this in your mouth. Open your mouth. Boop. And then they're cured because of it. So I'm just saying, people don't know better. They just don't know better. People are not spiritual. They are carnal. They don't know the Lord. They don't know what they need. Just like kids don't know what they need. They think they can go the whole day without eating. You know better. So you apply a little force. Again, in love. I'm saying in love, in gentleness. But people need to be told. Honestly, sometimes they need to be told that you don't know what you're saying. You need this. And there are people that will refuse you at first, but you apply a little parental type force with them and say, listen, I love you too much to let this go by. I'm going to do this with you, and we're going to get out of this hole together. It takes that sometimes. Sometimes you reach your hand out to someone, and they smack your hand away, and other times you say, listen, now we're getting out, and then they grab your hand. So I'm just throwing that out there. It's really, really important that you not give up on people that easy. For all the talk that we talk about, which is absolutely true, you don't hang out with people that are just anti-Christ, and you limit your time with people that are more or less, you know, apathetic toward the Word of God, and all that is true. But it is also true that some people need a little nudge, and you need to nudge them. You need to nudge them. All right. That's cool, right? Isn't that cool? It works every time. So let's just do that, okay? Let's be about the Lord's business and about the Word of God, and let's give some people the Word of God, and if they have a need, prescribe something to them.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.